When Britney Spears burst onto the scene with her hit song, Baby One More Time and others, in 1998, no one could have predicted the way that she'd change the music landscape forever, or the way that she would redefine the concept of tabloid scandal, for instance. Throughout her personal and professional ups and downs, she's remained one of the most influential entertainers in the world. We are today doing a live show, a short one, but paying a tribute to the pop princess, Britney Spears. Sylvia Dos Santos, I'll be your host for today. As you are listening to my podcast, Art in Heart, cue the music. Famous before she was even famous. As if you understand that, Britney Spears was in the spotlight long before Baby One More Time, that will play in the end of this podcast. But that song put her in the top of the Billboard charts. As many people know, she first appeared on the Mickey Mouse Club with future stars with like Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, Ryan Gosling, all the way back into 1992. And her time on the show made her grow up really fast. So she's been in the news quite often lately because of a conservatorship. I'm Portuguese, so bear with me. Conservatorship, yeah. I will explain. What does conservatorship mean? For those who don't understand, I didn't understand. So I went looking for it, and it is a court proceeding at which a probate judge appoints a person to assume legal responsibility over someone. Usually it's a close relative. And in Britney Spears' case, it was her dad. Later on, when she went to court against the conservatorship, her lawyer took the place, but the conservatorship ended finally, and we will talk about that. And if you want to call on the show, you can call on the show. I'm watching you guys entering the live chat, the written live chat. You can call on the phone, it's for free. but I know you are a bit shy, but I see you guys talking about Britney on the written chat, so welcome, join the conversation. So we are listening to one of the songs from the album, the recent, I don't want to say the last album. The fans want more albums. I would like to know what she is capable of doing now that she's free of all these messed up things that she's been involved to on with the conservatorship, with her dad, and maybe a falling relationship with her mom and sister. I'm not quite sure whether the news are correct or not, but I've been reading some of the posts, and I mean really reading what she writes, Britney, of course, I'm talking about Britney, on Instagram, and I believe that she's really growing up. She's turning herself into a fine young woman, a mother that loves her children and deserves to see them every time and love them and be loved by them. And she's expecting a child. We'll talk about that in just a while.
I'm Austin Lugo.
I'm Andrew Harp.
This is With Nothing to Say.
And let's talk about movies. With over 3,000 films log, Andrew and I, best friends since middle school, have dedicated our lives to watching, making, and talking about movies. Each week, Andrew and I handpick a movie he's seen, I've seen, or neither of us have seen, and dive deep into anything and everything two wannabe cinephiles could ever think of. From horror to dramedy, we do it all. So join us as we talk about everything movies, and maybe you too can become a bona fide cinephile.
Britney Spears. It's... you recognize the talent she has. It's unmistakable. Baby, can't you see? Britney Spears' fiancé or husband, because she referred to him as her husband. Sam Asghari. He's from Iran or Iran. I've heard it the two ways, Iran or Iran. And they have been together since they met on the set of her video clip in 2016, Slumber Party. I ain't got that song for you today. I don't have it, but I have many others from the Glory album and other albums from the beginning of her career. And as you know, Podbean only allows us to be on live streaming for a while. So, and I'm watching you. I'm watching you all getting in. I just started the show and I want you to call on the show. It's for free. And whatever questions you have, like who wrote the toxic track, right? Linga, I'm watching you. Hi there. And where are you from, Linga? Yes, I will check up on that for you. and I'm reading you. I will put the song louder, but I'm reading what you're writing and I'm searching for your answer. Let's see, Linga. Did you say, yeah, Australia? You are from Australia. Yay! Hi there, Australia. I'm from Portugal. Yeah, Portugal. Western Europe. No, it's, yeah, not Brazil. No, Brazil, it's a bit sugary Portuguese. Yeah, you were close. So we are listening to another song, but I will tell you about Toxic. So Linga is writing us on the show. And if you want to call Linga, you can call. I will pick up your call. It's for free. And we can discuss all the things you like about Britney. And I will discuss them too, because I love Britney. And who doesn't, right? Who doesn't know Britney Spears? And who was rooting for her to be free from that old conservatorship from her dad, right? Oh, yeah, I understand. I understand, Linga. Doesn't matter. I will answer you your question anyway, okay? And, you know, so Toxic is, here it doesn't say much about, but it was produced by Bloodshy and Avant. It's released in January 13th. A Turkish dude? Yeah, I'm trying to find that, and it quite looks like a mystery, because it doesn't say here. Like the other songs, you know, online, you search for a song and it says everything about the song, and first things that appears on Google, it is where it was produced and the awards that won the song and who sings it. But I'll try better if you wait just a sec. So this song you're listening, it is from the album Glory. I just put a blender, like with a mix of a few songs of Britney, and I've got here a few curiosities. But as I was saying, and I'm searching for that Turkish guy that wrote the song. So Toxic is a dance pop song with electro, Bhangra, like Bollywood, and Matrix from the movie. Yeah, Spin. I'm reading, but it doesn't say exactly, like in the spot, who wrote it. It's just, it's quite strange, because it doesn't say who wrote. And it is quite strange that, because we always find the composer, and I will try to find the lyrics, and normally when you find the lyrics, it says who wrote. But it's not easy. That is a good question, and I'm gonna find out. Can guarantee you that. Because I'm curious right now about that. You made me curious, Linga. She really was a goddess, yeah. Linga is saying she really was a goddess back in the day. And she will return. I think she will return. Don't you think, Linga? Because, so you are listening to Gimme Gimme, of course. And you know, she is a bit different from the girls nowadays, you know, Ariana Grande and everything. And I miss that genuinity, like that. You know, she was so honest with her songs, and I didn't know she was suffering from so many heartbreak in her life with her family. And, you know, eventually people will see you as a, like a golden chicken with, a, you know, the gold eggs, that you made money and they chase you. Even even if they are your family, you know? And I think she is free from all that. So the composers, Linga, I found that it is Dennis Cathy, and it is from the Bloodshy Avant, like I said, produced by Bloodshy Avant. And it only says that. It's Merlin Songs at Brick Island Music Publishing. It doesn't really say the name. It's Dennis Cathy. It's not a Turkish name, is it? I don't think so. Do you agree with me? Yeah. Yeah, Linga, I completely agree with you. From a child star to later on, I don't love her music, but I respect her struggle. So, this is me quoting Linga, who's on the written chat on this show. And I'm quoting, I'm reading what Linga said. And I love a few songs to, you know, to dance and like Toxic and Slave for You. And, you know, you must admit that she entertained us. Like these kids nowadays, like the Biebers, no offense for the fans of the Bieber, Justin Bieber and, you know, the whole crew of nowadays singers. But I think Britney had something special that made us see her shows. Even if we really love, yeah, I'm seeing what you are writing. So even if we love Freddie Mercury, Michael Jackson, you know, but she is the princess of pop. We can acknowledge that. And you said something about her struggle. I think that is why I'm doing the live show today about her. I was reading her words on Instagram, and I feel like she has grown up. And yeah, I'm seeing that you found Cathy Dennis. Yeah, reveals it didn't write. Okay, so it didn't write. It's a mystery. You have made a question that made me curious, and I would like to know who wrote, for real, Toxic, because it is quite interesting that online you can't find it, the information. It's quite a mystery, and it was one of my favorites to dance, you know, to listen when you're at gym doing, you know, your workout, and Toxic is quite cool, or you're driving around city. And yeah, I believe so. Yeah, Linga is saying she did write it. Yeah, she might have wrote it, or she might have written it. Yeah, the English, the grammar. And yeah. Oh yeah, she just never intended it for her, the song, or to write that song and to perform it. Because I think the song Toxic really suits her. was meant for someone else, yeah. Online, I found something about that. And I'm going here to know a few things. If you want to know, and all the others, you know, here, some people listen in private, others listen in public. This episode will be available for all the listeners around the world, and thank God all the episodes have tremendous success, and I thank you all for that. So let's carry on with some facts of you know, I'm seeing here some things about Ryan Gosling, but let's see what happened here in 2011 when Britney Spears came under fire. In 2011, for the music for her song Criminal, which featured her and her boyfriend at the time, Jason Trawick, on the streets of London. You know, she can't get a break, this girl. Yeah, thank you for coming. So, I'm talking to the people getting in the chat via written chat, but you can call on the show if you want to. So let's carry on. So British politicians took umbrage with the fact that they carried guns in the area, but Britney Spears' team responded by saying that the song had been written long before the riots ever happened. So, and you know, when she shaved her head, the hairdresser who owned the salon, you know, where Britney Spears infamously shaved her head in 2007, actually gathered up the pop princess locks, the hair, the Red Bull can shave, even the bottle, or you know, the can of Red Bull she drank from, and the cigarette butts and she had put in the ashtray. The stylist then placed all of the objects on eBay for $1 million, although eBay took the listing down because it was against their policy. Whoa, you know? Well, you know, eBay has, you know, principles. Would have guessed. I'm joking here. But, you know, her relationship, Britney's relationship with her parents, wasn't always contentious. Growing up in Kentwood, Louisiana, with parents Jamie and Lynn, they always supported her and when on her youngest dreams, and she had big ones, big dreams. Spears was ultra ambitious, and her parents carted her around the dance, gymnastics, voice lessons, as well as talent shows. So it wasn't all bad, but, you know, stuff happens. Life happens, life gets in the way. And she had to struggle to become a star. This intense drive led her to take a chance and try for the reboot of Mickey Mouse Club when she was just 8 years old, with devastating results. But, you know, her and her mother drove all the way to Atlanta for the audition. She was rejected and told she was too young. However, there was a silver lining. The casting director recognized Spears' talent and hooked her up with a talent agent. And it all began from there. And her parents helped her in the beginning. And, you know, like all famous people, when family gets in the way, they see you making a lot of money, they think they know what's best for you. So, a lot of celebrities, I found out, even Joni Mitchell, would have thought that. Joni Mitchell, I love Joni Mitchell. That is my type of singer. But, you know, respect for Britney. That is not the type of song that I sing on my other podcast, The Other Radio. I sing more like Joni Mitchell, Lauryn Hill, you know. But I had to do this show to pay a tribute to this girl. That she has some tough times lately. And it was like 13 years. She couldn't control her money in her life. And okay, I think in the beginning it was for her best, but after a while, come on, she's a grown up, she's a fine young woman, she has kids, she loves her kids, you can see that, it's clear. I hope that this time around, once that conservatorship from her dad is free, she's free from that, the court decided on that, and she's with Sam Asghari. I think they got married already, because she refers to him as her husband already. And as I told you before, they met each other on the Slumber Party video clip in 2016. He's quite a sexy dude. Oh yeah, but she is also, she's really sexy. He's a personal trainer, she has a background in gymnasts, so I gather they are really flexible when dancing, and you know. But I'm loving reading her posts lately, and I think that she's really there. She got to the point that she understood what she has to do for her to get a grip, to get a control of her life, to really start over and have her children with her and have her baby that she's expecting right now from Asghari. Asghari is the daddy. And I believe that she's really happy with him. And I hope they continue to be happy, both of them. And he's helping her getting to shape. But now she's pregnant, so eat all you want, girl. Then do the workouts after the pregnancy is over. After you give birth, you can do all the workouts, and you know. And we are listening while we talk about Britney. We are listening to Britney songs from all the albums, just a few. We have a timing here on the show, when in live streaming, I can't go overboard, you know. I have a timing, but it is getting fun, and I see you guys entering, but I will try to find more fun facts about this girl that entertained us for a few decades already. Mama, I'm a love that So apparently Britney Spears got betrayed from all sides, you know, even her own bodyguards. Apparently, you know, the people who are supposed to keep her safe from the paparazzi, yeah, they accepted bribes from the paparazzi so they could get better pictures of her when she went out. And this naturally led her to get really angry, as it would most of us all be angry with this situation. So you hire a bodyguard to secure, to keep you protected, and they accept bribes from the paparazzi. So she had backlash from everywhere, betrayal from everywhere. Everyone wanted a piece of Britney Spears. Where the hell she felt safe in her life? Because this is quite worrying, you know? I feel so bad for her. Such a talented girl, such a beautiful woman, with these conservatorships and guardianships. And did you know Amanda Bynes is under that, the same conservatorship, and Joni Mitchell, and like I said before, and a lot of celebrities? I didn't know that. I only got to know this conservatorship from Britney Spears' situation that was all over the media recently. So she got freed of that conservatorship in 2021, thank God for that. And she's always saying, when you wake up, pray. Whatever is your relationship with God or with, you know, just pray to whomever you believe, to the entity that you believe. We all believe in different things, I guess, but just pray, like she says. I think she's really getting into a good place, a really good place. I wasn't following her on Instagram. I started following her today, and I started reading everything that I thought it was worth reading, and I thought, damn, this girl, she went through a lot, and she got over it, she learned from it, from the mistakes, and she's growing up in a way that most of us didn't have to grow up. On this matter that ended in 2021, the conservatorship from her dad, from the first time ever, many of us are learning that even celebrities have to deal with conservatorships. I was really shocked with many things that I've read. Is quite the entertainer, and she really deserves our respect. Let's learn a few more things about her in a few seconds. Cue the music. So Britney Jean Spears was born on Wednesday, 2 December, like December the 2nd of 1981, sorry, my year. And she's younger than me, like a few months only. I'm from June, and she's from December the 2nd on a Wednesday. So December the 2nd, 1981, in Macomb, Mississippi. But she was brought up in Kentwood, Louisiana. Right. She was born to Lynn Irene James Parnell Spears. I've heard that she has a brother, Brian James, that talked about her on a podcast, like in 2020. And I'm getting this from my memory because I read somewhere that. And, you know, I just, you know, I have to tell you this. People must know that on Google you can find any sort of news, fake or true. It depends on what you believe. But one thing's for sure, many people, including her family members, apparently are trying to take advantage of this girl. Okay, she's not naive at 100%, like she herself said in a post on Instagram. She's really, she's not that naive, okay? But, come on, it really looks like that many people are trying to get advantage of her, or the fame, or the money, you know, the benefits of surrounding her. This girl has like a special touch. She achieved fame in a way that, you know, she used to admire, and she admires Whitney Houston like I always admired. She's one of my favorite singers ever, and my personal inspirations in life. Like Britney Spears, I used to get the thing that you use to comb your hair, and you know, and use it like a brush, you know, like a microphone. When I was just like 6 years old or something, I sang a lot in my grandmother's house, and she did it also. She has a background really similar to mine when it comes to the artists that she loves and admires, and I give her much respect for that, because she admired the same people that I admire. Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, my love, my king, Michael and Whitney. One day I'll do a podcast about them, but quite frankly, I start sobbing. I start crying when on that day, I will do a podcast of about Michael or Whitney, but whenever I try, I start crying because I love them too, way too much, way too much. But one day, I will get my head around it and I will do it. Don't worry. But, you know, this girl has something that the others hadn't or didn't have. And we must acknowledge that. Britney Spears right now, and I won't read like the 100 facts about her life. You can Google on your phone about Britney. I just wanted you to know that this show is just a small tribute to this girl who went through a lot. And I really want it, not that the show is ending, because I told you about these live streamings, they have a very low, like live streaming expectant. It ends really quick. But what I wanted to tell you is that I love Britney. I'm not the biggest fan of her songs, but I like a few songs that she performed. And I like the entertaining part, you know? And she's an entertainer. She's really a nice woman, a nice girl to follow, and give her a break. Talking to the media or the people that think they know all too much in the world. Stop throwing stones at these people. And when I speak about Britney, I speak about Will Smith. They are really talented people, even if you don't like or one's movies or one's songs. But come on, they are people. Try to figure out why they had that attitude in that moment. Try to understand both sides, and only after that, realizing that, you can get an honest opinion about that. But a lot of people just at the first second they judge, and they only judge for the worst, you know? So yeah, Britney Jean Spears. If you ever listen to this podcast, please record another album. Go on with your life. Even if you don't want to record another album for your fans, I urge you to keep going and have an amazing pregnancy. I hope you are really happy in your life. I'm rooting for your happiness. I really think you are a nice girl who had a tough time with the wrong people. You know, just be happy. Thank you guys. This was the live streaming for today. Thank you to all of you that entered the show. Bronte! Yay!
Hi.
You changed your picture.
Yeah, it's been up before joining.
I like this picture. You are handsome. You look handsome on the picture. So, you didn't tell me earlier. How old are you, Ronti?
I'm 25.
Oh my god, you're so young. You know, 25, I think it was my favorite age. Oh yeah, it was. When I look back in time, I think 25 was the age that I knew what I wanted. I knew who I was in, you know, like internally, you know, like
25 is an interesting, you know, age, but not for everyone.
Yes, I agree.
Now I feel total of depression because of I could not have any job right now. I'm finding a job, so that is the thing that I'm depressed right now. So this is the thing.
You really want to get a
nothing
job.
Nothing is happening with my life. So it's a simple, quiet, slowly like a river, and goes slowly. Like, but there is no.
I must say something to you. Don't despair. It's one of my favorite things on this show. When I do a live chat, I went through a lot of subjects, one of them being the most successful subject that I used on this show, Art and Heart, was, are you happy enough? Are you strong enough to be alone? To be happy alone? And
I was amazed with
a lot of people that wanted to talk about that subject. It was really successful, and I was considering returning with that subject again because of the success that I had.
What their people nowadays, what their people are, they are showing they are not alone, but the people they are who was not showing that they are not alone, they are alone, because there are lots of time they are, you know, as in online they are spending their time with Facebook or Instagram, so they are alone. They don't have any work.
You are touching a subject, and it goes back to the main subject for today. That it was Britney. She said a lot of times she was happy. She was really in control and everything, and she was really unhappy. She was now she's being honest on her Instagram post, and she's saying, "I was really unhappy. I was suffering a lot." And when I say Britney Spears, I say a lot of young women, young men, that say, oh, I'm so happy, I have a fantastic Instagram life. But in reality, they are so unhappy. And the worst unhappiness is being surrounded by so many people. You know that tell me first and I'll tell you after what I was going to say.
No, I'm telling you the thing that those people, they are showing that they are happy. They are not happy because of they don't have any reason behind their unhappiness. Most of the time they are, but they are not happy because of their life. They are too boring. They are so much, you know, technologies and those sort of things are they are surrounding there. Therefore, they don't know how to feel the life.
Or Ranti, Ranti is calling us from India. I was saying something about that, and I think you'll agree with me. There are people that, with money or without money, it doesn't matter. A person is a person. You know, a heart is a heart. And whether you have millions in your bank account or not, you can live, like we were saying earlier, a fake life. And if you are not living by the expectations that you had, but you are living by the expectations of other people online or whatever, by society, that forces you to, you are a young man, you have to have many children, you have to have a wife, you have to have a certain kind of life. And when you see that, I have the children, I have the wife, I have the millions, but I'm not happy. Why? And I tell you why. Because you don't have the genuine type of love surrounding you. The one that you dreamt for a lot of years of your life, throughout your entire life. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking in general, you know, Ranti.
Yeah.
I'm saying you, but in the first person, third person. You understand what I'm saying, right? It doesn't matter if you are rich or millionaire. If you don't have the right type of love surrounding
most of the thing is that when people become rich, they don't have any love. When they have love, they are not too much rich. too much rich to spend with their love. So it's quite, where is love, there is no money, and where is money, there is no love. You have to.
How do you ever realize that the person really loves you and not your money or the fame that you bring to her life?
No, I don't have.
How do you know? How do you test that? Is there a test you can take that you see if your
people
wife or
are from India? I don't know all the girls. I don't know, but the thing, people are from the girls are from India. They are looking for a good job, good career, good. Not a good people. They want. They want a good money. They have.
Yeah.
And yeah. This is our generation. Not the previous generation. They don't want lots of money. They want real love. You don't have any money, okay, that's good. But you have a love for me, then that is a enough thing to spend whole life together.
So and I agree. And I Bobby, welcome back, and Rashid and Bronte is talking about a subject that is a bit like the life of Britney Spears and other people that are famous. Bobby, I want you to get in on the conversation, because there are people that are listening, they don't want to participate, they are listening privately, and let's respect that. So, Bobby, Ronchi was saying interesting things about some girls really want to study and really want to lead a life of, study and independent girls. They want to be independent, not depend on the husband. And there are other girls, other types of girls that only want
It's really people want independent.
The Instagram life, perfect life of Instagram and Netflix.
There is a thing that people want that Instagram life, that followers too much.
Yeah. It's just so sad.
People did most of the time those things for the life you are common. They don't have any they don't have other life, the real life. They don't spend real life. They spend their life in social media every time. People are right now. This is the biggest problem in our society. So,
it is. And
this is a main problem. Divorce also.
On the Art in Heart podcast, I do live chats and I do recorded episodes, right? The Yeah Radio, I sing.
Oh,
the
great.
Radio.
Yeah, I saw that.
And on
I
the
saw that.
Papilio, yeah, you saw that on the website, right? On the Vox Papilio, I read stories from Disney, whatever, and I impersonate voices, like the voice of the prince, the voice of Cinderella, the mice.
Yeah.
So it was really nice talking to you, Linda.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. It's really nice to talk with you.
This was a live streaming, a short live streaming for Britney Spears. My name is Silvia Dos Santos. This is Art in Heart. I hope you liked it. This is not the ordinary episode about someone's life or interesting actor or singer, but I wanted to give this note to her. I love Britney the person. And I love a few of her songs, and I hope she carries on. I hope she's really happy and successful all her life, and that she is loved mostly, that she is loved by her husband, by her family, I hope she gets the love she deserves from her kids. And enough is enough. She went through a lot already. Give her a break to this girl. Give her a break. And, yeah. It was a pleasure talking to you about Britney Jean Spears. Bye-bye. See you next time.